The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
Welcome to another episode of Damon Dave, Hahn Dave, Dave, Show. Dave. Hahn, Hahn, Hahn.
Dave
Hahn.
Together again.
Show.
In this show. In real 3D. Real D.
All the D's?
All of them. There's 4D now, right? I saw something about a 4D where there's smell.
Episode 21.
Did you hear about the 4D movies with smell? Like, I don't mean from scratch and sniff from the past. I mean...
What? There's movies of smell now?
Well, they're trying to relaunch that, like, modernly. So it's a 3D movie...
So you're wearing uncomfortable glasses, and you're shot with uncomfortable smells.
Yeah, there's some sort of... Maybe it's in the glasses. I don't know. There's some sort of... It's just weird smells, eh?
Well, I remember them having, like... They had this thing where... it was like a box that you had beside your computer, and it had six chemicals in it, and it would just control the proportion and just waft it at you.
For what use?
Well, when you play a video game or something. Or you just experience smells.
Do you know what the six odors were?
No, I don't remember.
Ass? Was that one of them?
I'm pretty sure it was like citrus, garbage, Hawaii.
That may have been the funniest thing you've ever said on this show.
Yay.
So, ready to start?
Yeah.
What are we going to start with?
We don't have any bibble babble, so let's get right to the segments. I have a bunch to do. So.
Oh, this is a good. This is exciting. You have a bunch.
Well, a few. Couple. I have one.
You have one. What was the game that you just won?
Shall we
go? Just do
go
it.
With the fakie five.
Yeah, let's start with our.
Start with the home run.
Should we end with it to make people have to listen through the whole thing, or is that an unnecessary
punishment? We've never ended with it, so. But then there's always the problem of like running out of time, and it won't be the funnest of fakies.
Well, there's never a time. We never run out of time because we just go as long as we want.
All right, put it that way.
No, but go ahead. Just give me your fakie five.
What, really?
Who went last time? First. Well,
I thought you wanted to do it at the end. Okay. I'm pretty sure you won. I feel like I never win these, but anyway. My fakie... Oh, wait. We got to do the little fakie five.
Okay, the count of three. Ready?
My one, fakie five is basically...
Two.
No. We're done. I just did it. Yeah, okay. That was it.
Fine.
Okay, mine is regarding, you know, Mr. Edward Snowden.
Not personally.
Mr. Snowden. He's the infamous or perhaps famous NSA leaker.
Right. I just took a leak before we started.
Well, this guy is also a leaker.
Okay.
And
interesting.
He was in China leaking. And so recently
he's... You can do that for about $10 in Indonesia.
Because of his leaking issues, he's looking for a country in which he can hide out in. Looking for asylum.
And depends.
And these are countries that Edward Snowden has applied for asylum with.
According to your source.
Two sources, because... Well, the numbers are vary between 19 and 21. But I chose from the bigger list. So these are four of these are countries that he definitely applied to. And the fifth one is...
According to which source?
Is one he definitely did not. Both Wikipedia and The Guardian.
Of the universe or
yes.
The newspaper?
Number one. These are all countries. Number one, Austria. Number two, Bolivia. Number three, Cuba. Number four, Thailand. Number five, Venezuela. Venezia.
Just from the way you said it, I have an answer in mind. Can you please repeat them?
You're staring me down using your poker skills.
I raise. I'm raising it to six items.
I'll read them in reverse order.
Ooh.
Venezuela. Thailand.
Are you scared to look at me?
Cuba. Bolivia. Austria. Which of these countries did he not apply for asylum with?
Okay, so I'm eliminating Thailand.
Okay.
To make this exciting, okay, so I've eliminated Thailand, so I think it's one of
Well, how are you even picking this?
The four. Because I've applied for refugee status there, too.
We've all have it. Yeah. I think it comes with your Canadian citizenship.
Okay, so...
Give the great noodle.
If I've already ruined the game, just say, or I might keep going.
No, I want you to keep going, and I'll when you say final
okay,
answer.
I'll tell you what my answer is based on the way you said them, because I obviously don't know. Say them one more time. Let me just see if I can...
Okay.
Did you say Russia in any of those?
No. But he did apply for asylum with Russia.
I know.
Austria, Bolivia, Cuba, Thailand, Venezuela.
I'm going to say the fakie of those five happens to be the following one. Bolivia.
How did you pick that?
The way you said it.
No, it was Thailand.
Oh,
he didn't apply to... The only Asia he applied to actually was China.
Well,
it was a lot of Europe and a lot of South America.
I just mixed up what I've applied to and what he applied to. That's all.
Right.
Because I'm a leaker also.
That's the way the puddle piddles.
Okay, so you've stumped me.
Yes.
Will I stump you?
Well.
Fakey 5, David Edition, which is always superior and less boring.
Okay.
And in real D.
too many Ds.
Now, these are official species names. They're not new discovered species. They're just... I looked up, like, the 10 wackiest official species names. Now, they're not the Latin. They're, like, the official English equivalent. So these are real species of animals.
And one of them you
official
made up.
Official scientific
allowed. I'm going to ask, the one you made up, did you check... Well, obviously you must have checked if it exists. But did you check... did you base it off something?
I did not base it off anything. I didn't check either. And if it turns out to be a species...
Oh, my
then
Lord.
You win... $5.
Not that I would ever know, anyway.
Well, we could look it up after.
We'll look it up afterwards. Okay, read them out.
Number one, Slippery Dick.
True.
Spelled exactly as you would think. Number two, Colon Rectum. Spelled exactly as you would think.
I don't think it.
Number three, Aggravation. Two words. Spelled
that
exactly as you would think. Number four, goldenpalace.com monkey.
Oh, heaven's sake.
And number five.
Those guys are still around?
Number five.
Are they in Vegas?
A shit. Spelled exactly as you would think.
There's no dot?
Nope. A-S-H dot
I-T. Well, obviously I'm drawn to Golden Slippery Palace.
Dicks.
Golden Palace and A shit.
Okay. So I'll read them again. Slippery Dick, Colon Rectum, Aggravation, two words, GoldenPalace.com Monkey, and A Shit.
The GoldenPalace.com Monkey, like, I guess the whole thing there is, did they buy the name of some monkey? And I didn't even think that was possible, but perhaps it is possible somehow. What was the third one again? Aggravation?
Aggravation.
I'm going to call that the fake.
Eh. It was a shit.
Oh.
Yeah, goldenpalace.com monkey was a new species was discovered, and they decided to put the naming rights up for auction for charity, and Golden Palace won.
For charity.
I don't know. I that's not even true. I just it's something about that. They like there was an auction for the name, and then Golden Palace paid the most for it.
That's
you're right. Are they still around? They better be.
I don't know, but that's
otherwise
there'll
be some
annoying.
Angry monkeys.
Them and their crazy ad campaigns. That's really actually upsetting for me that they would be able to that they should be able to sabotage the annals of science.
Maybe I thought of a shit. after I saw GoldenPellets.com monkey. I thought of monkey throwing feces.
I would have believed monkey throwing feces as the real name.
In your defense, you were very suspicious of the A shit.
I usually am.
You wanted to take A shit.
I was led to A shit.
Fakey, double stumper.
Double stumper.
Oh, that's my new word or phrase. No, it's not. Well, let me say my new word or phrase.
Say your new word or phrase. We don't have a little phrase for a new word or phrase.
The new word or phrase, is thorn-gamed.
Thorn-gamed.
And that one
word. Does that have something to do with Game of Thrones?
No. Yes.
Okay.
When the main character of something dies unexpectedly, you say he was thorn-gamed. Now, you're probably thinking of throne-gamed, but I call it Game of Thorns as a joke with my friend, so I'm calling it thorn-gamed.
Lamest phrase. Thorn-gamed.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't be too critical, because you might get thorn-gamed.
Well, I'm not the main character in my story.
Speaking of which, have you do you watch that? Listen to it?
I haven't watched any of Game of Thrones.
Are you interested in it?
I'm interested.
I really like the Game of Thrones. Should that have been the new word or phrase? Just Game of Thrones?
I would like to get into it. It's just that I don't download and...
Oh, yeah, and you're too cheap for cable and stuff?
Yeah, I Netflix these days, and obviously it's not on Netflix.
Shouldn't turn off the air conditioning, eh? It feels like it's 800 degrees in here now.
Nope.
Sweaty five.
Speaking of air conditioning, I have a would you rather.
Do you have a new word or phrase?
No.
Okay. You never do.
David, would you rather...
Yes.
A, not have internet 6 days of the week, so you're not allowed to use internet. You can't have internet. There's
at work,
no internet.
Or for personal use.
Anywhere.
So I have to quit my job, basically?
Well, you could still work. You just don't have internet.
What about the guy sitting next to me?
You can't use his internet.
Could I tell him to look something up?
You could, I suppose.
Okay.
Or B, wherever you are, whatever city, whatever room, whatever establishment, you can't use air conditioning. You can't benefit from air conditioning. So you can't have it on in the car. You can't have go into a restaurant that has it on. You don't have it in your apartment.
Why am I in this predicament?
You have to choose between one of these two predicaments. One is you don't have internet 6 days a week. The other is no access to air conditioning.
So I could move to the Arctic and then enjoy the internet all the time.
I suppose you could do it that way.
Like, I get to choose where I go. Like, I'm a free man, right?
It doesn't restrict you. You just don't have air conditioning. Which
How
is, I guess, air cooling.
This is dumbest one. Oh, wait to hear mine, actually.
It comes down to comfort level and how important is internet.
Can I ask
to
the audience?
Yeah. Actually, let's take the best of four.
I would say no air conditioning. And I would adjust my life accordingly.
You prefer to have internet?
Is there casinos in a cold area?
It's hard. So you just don't like the idea of going without internet for 6 days a week. What's the
My career
breaker?
Is based around that.
But I'm saying that your career can still be safe. They'll still let you use computers. You just don't have an internet connection. So you can't Google or email.
But you Google a lot during your working day. Unless you know everything. Is that what you're claiming?
No, you'd have to look it up in books.
Plus, you can get used to the heat. I was in Vegas, it was 47. I, like, almost said, like, whatever, this is a new thing. Global warming, I might as well just get ready. So there you go. You mad at my answer?
No.
Han?
Yes?
Would you rather be 20 feet tall...
What? So, okay. The other side has got to be pretty extreme, because 20 feet tall is just mondo crazy. Like, I can't even use toilets properly.
Or...
Over three times the height of 20 feet tall?
Yes.
Three times the size of, or height of what I am now. That's like tripling my body, dimensions.
Height.
Just the height?
Does it triple your weight, I guess, technically?
It would do a lot.
Or have your left arm and penis switched. So
that is pretty extreme.
Where your penis is now your left arm, and where your
left arm
would be your penis is now is.
So I pee and masturbate.
Can you? Yep. So this is the predicament you're in.
So, see, the thing is, if I'm 20 feet tall, then obviously I'm like a freak of nature. Well, in both cases, I'm freaks of nature, but, you know, who wants to see a guy who has a penis coming out of his shoulder? Whereas a guy that's 20 feet tall, he's like a carnival, like, sideshow. He's like, people want to see him all the time. He's like, whoa, look, check out that guy. But the problem is, like, I always find that people, or at least I'm under the belief that people who have that kind of, like, giganticism or whatever, they have much shorter lifespans, they have much shorter enjoyment of life, because obviously it's very difficult to have a normal life. You can't go into most buildings, you don't fit in most spaces, you have all kinds of separate special needs. Like, and this is really extreme. Like, I can't actually get inside buildings. I definitely can't get inside vehicles, most cars.
You need a special car or something.
Yeah. You need, like, a bus, essentially. And you would have to lie down. And you have to slither in and out. I'd have to go with the penis one, because I don't even know what I'm
going to... So you're going for
penis. How would I leave? How would I leave? How would I live as a 20-foot tall person? That's just so extreme.
They'd build you a special house?
I would need so many special things. It's just... Like, I wouldn't... You can't have a relationship with people.
Okay.
Not a normal one, anyway, I don't think. I guess it's harder for you to drown. That's a good thing. And you can get cats out of trees, I suppose. But, I mean, you'd be walking into power lines.
Well, it's 20 feet. It's not 200 feet. What do you mean, walking into power lines?
Well,
20 feet. Also, you get used to it. Basically, you're the opposite of Warren.
Anyway, penis for my shoulder.
Okay, shoulder penis is official.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I mean, I could. That's pretty much like my life now. Except bigger pants.
What?
Because my arm's down there.
What are you, Han? Are you psychic?
You know that I am, David.
No, I don't know that you are. I'm going to find out right now.
Well, I know that you know.
Because I'm taking one of these cards, which is either a plus sign, a circle, a square, a wavy line, or a star. I'm not even going to look at it. And you're going to tell me right now what this one is.
The power that compels me says square.
Square. Now let's do a dramatic reveal where we turn over the other four one by one. We have the plus sign. We have... the star!
So far, so good.
These are the failures. We have the wavy line!
50-50.
Now, do you want to change it? No, we're not doing that, because you would want to change your mind. And we have the square!
I wanted to change my mind.
We just proved the Monty Hall thing, eh? It's better to switch.
Well.
No, that only counts if I knew where it wasn't.
David?
But as it turned out, doesn't it still apply? It still applies.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Well, definitely it is better.
You should have switched if you were allowed to.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. That's what better means. What? Should have. Go on. Yeah. Yes.
No.
Han, you're not psychic. You lied to me, and you have to pay dearly for that.
Maybe I deliberately chose the wrong one for dramatic effect.
You didn't, though.
Ooh. David, are you in any way psychic?
Maybe.
Well,
untapped.
I hold here 5 Zener ESP cards. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask you to tell me what this card here that I've separated from the others is.
Well, only because I saw it, I'm going to say it's a plus sign.
What, you saw it?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm going to shuffle it in.
You didn't even check to see if I was right?
No. I'm going to do a whole new thing.
Cause you believe me?
I don't want any cheating. Well, I know that you have, like, sneaky eyes.
Well, you're like this. Okay, let's see if he can figure out what this one is.
All right, fine. Now, There's definitely no revealing.
Okay, so I'm saying that is for sure the wavy lines.
Okay, this one I'm going to reveal, which is in the discards, or whatever you want to call them. That's a big O. That's a big star. That's a big square.
Yes!
Oh my goodness!
Okay, do you want me to test me again? Are you even checking? Maybe I gave you like the wrong cards. Okay. Maybe what if I gave you all stars and I said star? Okay, so what was the game? If I did three times in a row, I should go talk to James Randi tomorrow?
And it's over for us. Okay, once again, use your powers of whatever the hell it's
circle.
Called. Let's just get cut to the
I
chase.
I thought you were going to...
No.
Well, that is a circle with points.
In my society...
Yes?
Cleaning public bathrooms would be a priority.
Like, would you be doing it?
No.
Oh.
I'm saying that there would be some subsidy or perhaps a cultural emphasis put on people who want to use a bathroom, strangers, like in restrooms or restaurants or wherever. The bathroom should be clean. A higher standard of clean. That anybody who go there be comfortable.
So, some places already have this. Like, there's some little societies, like, probably expensive hotels. They're really good at cleaning their bathrooms super clean.
Yeah.
So, you just want, the high standard of bathroom cleaning.
I don't want the risk of going to a public bathroom and it is a disaster zone.
Now, what's a disaster to you?
Disaster is, like, dudes peeing all over the seat and it has
so to... So, urine on the seat is a big concern of yours?
Well, any kind of, like... fecal or urine matter that's where it shouldn't be, like on the seat or
on the ceiling
or yeah, well, definitely unflushed matter or
would
I don't
you
know
call
messy floors
water matter.
Water is matter. Yeah, why? Yeah, that's those are my
so
big ones.
You don't want to see any unflushed water,
unflushed matter materials.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, in your society, clean. So where would the money to improve, like, where would you take it from?
It doesn't have to necessarily be money. It could just be if your establishment frequently has unclean public bathrooms, you can get fined. It doesn't have to be money. It could have inspectors who go around and charge
shit
people.
Inspectors.
And shit inspectors. Your WC inspectors, yeah.
WCI.
WC Fields.
Institute.
I just want cleaner bathrooms, public
is that
bathrooms.
Okay, yeah, everyone wants cleaner bathrooms. Who doesn't want cleaner bathrooms?
It's just that
flies?
Obviously there are some
flies.
People there are some people out there who treat public bathrooms very poorly.
In my society, they would be executed.
I mean, if it's a cultural thing where it's like you have an ad campaign or you have a shun campaign, I don't know what. I just want cleaner bathrooms. I don't care about the methodology.
Do you think Asians are largely responsible for bad bathroom conditions in North America, specifically Canada?
I think they're responsible for larger bathrooms.
Larger bathrooms?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. What are you guys saying?
They're so small. I mean...
Because they have different bathroom... interests?
Do you think
different bathroom
Asian
hygiene?
People keep don't clean up better? Do not clean up as well as
well,
Caucasians.
I can't. I don't know if it's necessarily Asians. I do feel maybe some cultures have different bathroom.
Like what's one? Remember, we currently have no listeners to this podcast.
I don't know what the other cultures would be. I'm just saying that agreeing that there
Town,
could be
or?
Other cultures that are messier, but obviously there are cultures, I think, also that are cleaner.
Okay. So in your head, one of the cultures that are messier,
excuse me,
identify them, please.
No, I won't.
Are you embarrassed because it would seem racist?
No, I feel like maybe some places that are poorer countries, maybe they have different
like
bathrooms.
What's an example of one country?
What are you trying to get at?
I'm trying to name a race or country that you believe has less bathroom cleanliness than...
I'm not going to do it.
Okay. You're scared. You're embarrassed. You're
Well, I can say that
embarrassed. New word phrase. You're embarrassed.
I was in Germany.
Germans.
And their bathrooms were much cleaner. The public bathrooms were very, very well. I love the fact that.
Could you eat off the toilet seat there?
I did twice. Their stall.
The same seat.
There's no gaps.
You went back and had another meal.
They don't have gaps between the partitions. There's no.
What?
You know, there's no space. It goes all the way to the floor, all the way to the ceiling. There's no
gaps. You mean
No possibility of someone like seeing you through.
Were you masturbating in these bathrooms? Just be honest.
Why these ones in particular?
Because you seem to be pleased that there was no gap, so no one could see what you're doing with your.
I happen to like
little
the
guy.
Privacy.
You like a pharmacy? Is that where you normally masturbate? Fakey.
Did you?
Okay, so that's not a bad in my society. Everyone, but again, that's like a given. Like everyone wants cleaner bathrooms. Nobody wants to clean them. That's all.
Well,
so you're gonna fine people into cleaning them.
I don't know what the most effective measure would be.
Well, if you're gonna be running society, you should soon think about this.
Well, I would hire a team of psychologists and
psychoanalysts.
Well, maybe not psychoanalysts, but...
Psychoanalysts?
You have a segment to share?
Should we start over?
No.
Okay. Let's do... Because I have three of them. Wait, let's just do my... A time to joke.
A time to joke. I love it.
Okay. This is a recent segment I
created.
They're
making headlines.
Yeah. What's brown and rhymes with Snoop? Dr. Dre. Thank you. I'm here all week. That's a good one.
How did you pick these? You just read a bunch and you said, hey,
this time I Googled best worst jokes. And then it took me actually to worst best jokes or something. Other way around.
Is that because... Do you also know the other classic one? What's brown and sticky?
A stick?
Yeah.
No, I have never heard of that one before.
Yeah, you have.
Also, there's birch bark sticks. So you should say a non-birch bark stick.
What?
Birch bark is white. Okay, here's my new... Speaking of new segments and no listeners.
No listeners.
We've got both in spades right now.
David Spades?
This new segment is called Let's Talk TV, Dude.
Let's Talk TV, Dude.
I don't think you gave enough emphasis on the comma in that. Because I want to talk to you about Arrested Development. Uh-huh. Did you see the most recent season?
I saw 8 of them.
Oh,
I didn't watch the whole series.
I guess we'll save this for next podcast. When
why?
Because I want to talk about the whole. I want to talk about the whole series.
Talk about 8?
No. Huh. Why are you mad at me?
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'll try to watch it before Tam.
Dangerous Wager. This is where I have a remote chance.
I have a remote chance.
Losing $1 million.
Winning $1 million.
Now, I may have this money in an account in escrow.
You
escrow,
don't.
Tennessee is the bank that I use normally. Right near, what's the city in Tennessee?
P.T. Barnum?
Dixie. Now, I only want this to do two decimal places, okay?
Done.
So the full number and then plus the first two decimal places.
What? It's another math question?
Did I do math last time?
You've done math like twice already.
What was the last one?
The last one was like you had me multiply a bunch of numbers.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing here.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Number of Smarties in an average box of Smarties.
Okay.
Times.
What size box of Smarties?
The regular box.
Which is what? How many grams is that?
I'm not telling you how many grams that is. The average store-bought regular chocolate bar version Smarties.
Okay.
Do you need a pen?
No.
times...
Wait, is that number an integer?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. There's an average number of Smarties... And it's not the weight or something. It's not a half
Smarty.
Well,
the average doesn't have to be an integer.
You're not an integer. Times the height in feet of the Eiffel Tower.
The height in feet.
Some people probably know that.
Okay.
No, you're not Googling anything. What are you doing?
No. My computer is starting to shut off.
Divided by...
Wait, whoa. Okay, so there's more. So let me do the
There's only one more part.
Okay, but let me do the first two parts.
Okay. Doing I have parts.
Now, I'm trying to think of how many feet the Eiffel Tower is. This is the problem. I'm like, it's at the 200-something, 500-something. I don't think it could be 1,000-something. I think it's more like 700-something.
Do you already have the, like, Smarty number in your head?
The Smarty number I have is 65. I don't know what that means. It could be double that, but whatever. So 65 less times...
I'd like to know what you're buying Smarties.
65 times...
You can use a calculator.
What, can I?
Yeah. You just can't... Just don't look up this stuff and cheat, because this is dangerous for me.
That is extra dangerous if I don't have to use a calculator. I mean, if I can use... But I guess you want the exact number, eh?
Yeah, to do two decimal places. Now, also note that I've just...
Divided by what?
Whoa. Divided by the weight in grams of a Canadian quarter.
A Canadian quarter?
Yeah. That should be easy enough.
Shoot, I don't know how many grams a Canadian quarter is.
I'm hoping you don't know that.
I don't know how much a gram is.
But you can guesstimate. Dangerous wager.
Okay, so you... Okay, my guess...
Hold on. Before you answer, so $1 million, if you get it to two decimal places, and $6 if you get a number within 10% of the actual number.
Wow.
And $2 if you get it within 25%.
So that's pretty astronomical odds. Okay.
What do you mean?
Here's my number. 18,000. Am I already off?
Yes, it's 13,000. So are you within 20%?
Maybe.
Anyway. 10%? No, you're not. Oh, wait. 35. Okay, what's your number? 18,000?
384.
18,384. Is that number within 20% of 13,529? 10% of 13,000 is like 1,352.
I'm impressed.
So it's 2,600.
It's the same 18,000.
No, you're off by more
okay,
than 20%.
Okay, what were the numbers, just for sakes? So I said
56 Smarties in a box.
I said 65, so that's pretty good.
1,063. You said you were sure it was less than 1,000
feet of the Eiffel Tower.
And then 4.4 grams of a quarter.
Interesting, because I did 700 something. I don't remember.
You did more than less, so you got...
Yeah, and then I said 2 point something for the quarter.
Okay.
So it compensated, but not enough. That was very dangerous of you. Very dangerous.
I don't think so. I think I might have lost $6 if things went
might
poorly.
Have lost $6, but
that's yeah. not. I don't really equate that to danger. I would equate that to inconvenient.
No, but you have to admit my guesses weren't too bad.
But you're right. But there was supposed to be... You could kind of get into close to all of them, but you wouldn't...
Yeah. Well, that's good
to know.
Who's
to say 4 Smarties in a box, the Eiffel Tower is like 1,000,000 feet, and a quarter weighs 13 pounds? Like, those aren't far off. Well, we're retiring Data's Wager, I assume, after this point.
Why?
Because...
It was super boring? How many minutes did it eat up?
6.
Worthwhile. Minutes well spent.
So,
minutes well spent.
Are we done?
It's now time for another new segment.
Oh, I love new segments.
This is Huan Hong's Swan Song.
Now, I have to get something.
What?
I want to get something.
Okay.
So...
I'll keep talking.
You can talk... about, or
no,
should
I
we
will.
Pause?
I don't know. You do your little shindig.
I'm going to try to make this as least loud as possible. Go ahead. I don't want to pause it, because remember last time,
yeah,
the pause caused disaster?
The pause cause.
New word phrase.
Well, this Han Hong's swan song. See, what I did there is, well, I didn't do it. Someone else pointed this out. If you take the H's out of Han Hong and replace them with S's, it becomes swan song. And my swan song, this segment, is all about things I want to do before I die. Because I do...
Live!
Well, yes. I would like to live. This is not necessarily a bucket list. It's just things I would like to do. And I have to admit, I might not even do any of them. I just come up with these things, and some of them are more achievable than others. So, today's Huan Hong's swan song is learn another language. Or learn a language. That's not English, I guess.
I would call that another.
I don't,
I am back.
I would like... I'm thinking it would be Korean, but it could be, you know, whatever.
Can we say another language, learn another language?
Yeah.
Thank you. Don't you know Korean?
I know bits and pieces. I don't...
Do you watch
I'm not fluent.
British show Korean Street?
No.
Okay. I think it's actually called Coronation Street. Okay, so this is your not bucket list.
Yeah, it's Han Hong's swan song.
Han Hong's swan song.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of swan song, did you ever read the book called Swan Song by Robert R. McGammon?
No.
It's very good.
Have you
read
The
Stand by Stephen King?
Yeah.
It's
I read like three of the books. I didn't read the whole series.
Okay. The Stand is a single book.
What?
You're confused with The Dark Tower. So the Swan Song is like The Stand, but by a different author, and equally enjoyable.
Oh, I see.
But I don't want to interrupt
Han. No, that's it. That's all I have.
What? That's it.
That's the entire segment. I want to learn another language.
Okay, so like, this will be repeating segments. We'll learn more about... Or is that it?
No, well, I'll talk about other Swan Songs.
Okay, so this is a... So it's one item...
One item.
Now, can I do a Han Hong swan song?
So is it for me or for you?
For you.
For something I...
I'm joking.
You want me to do?
I'm completely unprepared.
Okay. Well, why don't you do your next segment? Is it phone-based? Light-based?
I have a time to hate, and that is not having a time to hate. I could not think of a time to hate, and it really bothered me, and I hate that.
That's crazy, because you hate so many things in this
world. I know,
world.
That's the okay, let's
you
do
go
my...
outside, and you hate, like, everything you see.
That's true. Let me do my celebrity quote, another one that...
Oh, dear.
Everyone...
Car
mail
favorite.
Is flooded with spam.
A real pleaser? People pleaser?
There's a theme again. There may never not be a theme again of celebrity quote. So, today's theme... are women, I guess, singers, I guess, actresses and
female
singers.
Female singing women.
Who are known by one name. One word names.
One word names. So like Cher?
Yeah. Here's the quote.
Madonna?
Men aren't necessities. They're luxuries.
Okay, Cher.
Was that said by Madonna, Bjork, or Cher?
Cher.
That's your answer.
No.
That's
I wanna say
not your answer.
Aren't necessities, they're luxuries?
Yes.
So is it Cher or Madonna? Madonna.
It's Cher.
Fudge! You talked me out of it.
By asking if it's your final answer.
Yes.
It was Cher.
There was no way it would be Bjork. Bjork doesn't say such
I thought maybe you'd go, where would you get Bjork from? It's probably her. Wow. We're not psychic. We're not celebrity quote pickers.
Not very
we're not good
math.
At picking five. do you have a nerd alert?
I do have a time to hate.
Oh.
Well, actually, I do have a nerd alert as well.
Because I have I have three nerd alerts. They're all short. But go ahead with your time to hate. Because
my time to hate.
We're going in alphabetical order, right?
My time to hate. Time to hate.
I hate what you just did right there.
Yeah. I hate cars that are unnecessarily loud. Cars or vehicles that are unnecessarily loud.
I think you may have hated this in the past. It's ringing a bell.
Okay, so we had a thing where cars should have horns and bells.
No, muffler. I thought it was a muffler, loud muffler problem. I don't know. Maybe I'm retarded, right?
No, but it's quite possible.
So you're just going to search your past?
No, I'm searching the episode list. Doesn't say it, but... Okay, well, I'll just say it. I hate, like, loud motorcycles and loud cars. It's a summer now. It's July 7th.
It's the summer now, and the hate is hot.
July 2nd, in fact, sorry. July 2nd, and there seems to bring out all the loud motorcycles and loud convertibles and loud sports cars. They're revving up their engines and just gunning down the city streets, and I don't understand why we still have loud vehicles in this day and age. It seems super inefficient.
I agree.
Unnecessary.
This should be illegal, and you should be arrested and having your vehicle taken away if you do that kind of stuff.
It's just so unnecessary, and it's like people, you know, trying to enjoy patios, trying to just like
we
think.
Just lost our like thug audience.
I know, we're anti-thug.
Well, I think it depends what they look like.
We're con thug. Yeah, I just that's what I hate.
Are you going to ThugCon this year?
You know it. I hate loud vehicles, like unnecessarily loud vehicles. Loud vehicles in general, but
so do I. It's
but when it's unnecessary, it's extra annoying.
So when is it necessary to be loud?
Well, if it's like a truck, I can understand it. It needs all that extra horsepower. Or if it's like a street cleaner, which I wish were quieter.
Didn't I?
Yeah, we did talk about
street cleaners. Yeah, I hate the street cleaners.
Yeah. That's what it was. It was just street cleaners in general, though. But street cleaners, I just wish it wasn't done at that hour, which is like, they do it at late night.
They need a quieter, I assume the vehicles they're using now were invented and put in production like 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
So we have better technology now.
Well, it's just the fact that they're vacuums. Vacuums are loud in general. Do we have quieter vacuums? No.
Man, they suck.
Do your nerd alert first, and then I'll do one.
Nerd alert!
You have three? Are they related?
No.
Okay, do one, and then I'll do one, and then you do another two.
Okay. I have so many games.
New games?
New games, unfinished games, old games. There's probably like
a golden age of gaming. It's like game that you want to play, there's 20 more that you want
to
play.
10 to 15 unfinished games. 5 to 7 of those are like titles that I'm so excited that I like always wanted to play or just saw and loved and whatever. And I don't play any of them.
You like the idea of owning them.
I don't like it. No, I wish I would care more. I don't know. I have so many. Like, Dishonored, for example, is a game from last year that is amazing, and I like got halfway through it, and it's so much fun. Yet I completely don't play it. I never touch it. I don't want to touch it. All these other games, like Rage was amazing.
I forgot I have own Rage.
Yeah, and then like what's that dungeon one? Lords of Mockery? No, what's it called? There's some sort of, like, remember it was a Dungeon Master clone?
Stormgrim.
Grimstone.
Grimrock.
Legend of Grimrock.
Yeah. Finished that one.
Yeah, which I'm like halfway. There's all these games. Then, like, there's a really fun game called Fez. Like,
right,
it's a 2D, 3D thing. And then there was Mark of the Ninja, like the most highly rated game. All these games. I bought like a Sherlock Holmes game. And
it's too many games.
But it doesn't make sense. Like, you just need to play one game at a time. You don't have to be overwhelmed. But I don't know.
It's easy to be overwhelmed in this day and age, because it's like every time you start playing a game, 20 more games have come up, and it's like, wow, these look all amazing.
But that's not even the excuse. I guess I don't really care much for gaming currently. I don't know. So that's my first nerd alert.
Well, I was going to say is that regarding Legend of Grimrock,
there's a sequel coming very soon, though.
I thought...
Though is the wrong word.
For the longest time, I was like talking about how I finished it and how it was so much fun. And then I realized I didn't actually finish it. I just read the Wikipedia article. I was actually only on the last level, but I didn't go to the end. I just read the Wikipedia article and read about what happens at the end.
Why did you do that, though? Why didn't you just...
finish it? Well,
were
I was stuck.
Oh, you were stuck? Okay.
And then I went back and finished it on my own, but... anyway,
we were wondering.
That's my little anecdote. My time to hate is...
No. What? Nerd alert.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
It's
time to nerd.
The new Ender's Game film. Did you hear about this? They're making an Ender's Game film.
Yes, and you probably hate it because Rebecca Watson hates it.
What? No, I don't hate it.
Oh, okay.
What?
Didn't you hear her review? Or she just...
what?
She hated the book and she thinks...
she hates the book, but she doesn't hate the movie.
I don't think... she's not going to like the movie because...
she said the movie... okay, well... I don't know why we're getting into Rebecca Watson stuff, but
you read the book, right?
You have this fascination with her. You just love the hate on her. I guess that should be your time to hate.
Hate on her or hit on her? What'd you say?
Hate on her.
Well.
But let's not get into your time to hate on Rebecca Watson.
I don't hate Rebecca Watson.
Sounds like you do. Sounds like you love to criticize her.
There's some stuff going on with feminism and skepticism.
Oh, boy. This is turning to skeptical topic
blabber.
And then blabber.
When we actually met her in New York at Nexus, she seemed like completely disinterested in just meeting new people who were like fans or skeptics. She seemed kind of annoyed that we were in her presence.
She suffers...
yeah, we're not the hottest men in town.
Speak for yourself. But
I was speaking for you, actually.
She suffers from...
no-face-itis, whatever?
Yeah, no-face-itis.
But... so she knows about it, used to it. She should... I don't know. I was like, hey, Rebecca! Yay! Hello! Big fan!
Wow.
She's like, what the hell do you fart heads want? She didn't say that. That's not a quote. Anyways, we're not talking about Rebecca Watson, who you are in love with. We are talking about Ender's Game.
Ender's
the
Game.
Movie.
The movie.
Starring Harrison Ford.
The movie game.
And some kid.
Yes. Well, that's the one thing that that's kind of interesting that Rebecca incidentally did talk about as a plus was that the people, it's not children. In the Ender's Game, the book, the kids are like 6, 10, and 12 or something. They're really young. Like, they're actually children. But in the movie, it looks like they're teenagers. So that's much more plausible.
Well, it looks more like... it's not like 18, the kid. It seems like he's...
well, like 14.
12, 13, 12, 14,
yeah. But in the book, he's like 10.
Okay.
Which is a big difference. I guess.
Well, this wasn't bookie look. This was gamey. Okay, what's your point?
It's just a nerdy movie that I look forward to.
Oh, you're looking forward to it. Okay,
yeah.
So when does that come out?
I think it's August or... I think it's September.
And you... I read the book. I really like the book.
I really like the book.
I don't remember much about it, but I remember just really liking it and like...
well, it's a super nerd boy fantasy. Like, and like really cool space battles and shooting things.
Yeah, there's like... yeah, there's like
zero gravity
battles.
Stuff. It's just like super fun.
I read it so many years ago, I don't remember anything. But yeah, there's definitely detailed space battles like multiple times, right?
Yeah. Well, it was just really cool where they had, like, the battle simulator. It was, like, zero-G combat.
And then I remember that book as definitely one of the books that had a unexpected surprise ending. That's kind of its... to me, it's one of its main things of the whole story.
Well, it had... yeah, it had a good ending, I thought.
Had a twist. That was unexpected.
There were a couple twists, yeah.
What about the same book by Orson Scott Card?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So it'll be interesting. Anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with it in the movie. Hopefully they don't turn into another Starship Troopers.
That's a similar plot.
But very different implementation.
My second nerd alert, this is so nerdy and so specific. I want to mention it.
So nerdy.
Okay, so I have an Android phone. I have the HTC One. And there's basically, I have it like unrooted and unlocked and everything, so I can put my own ROMs on. ROMs
you have
like OSs.
Root Android phones?
Yeah, to put on your own custom ROM.
Okay.
Like operating system, OS, kind of, same thing. So, anyways, there's this kind of Android 4.2.2 lets you put widgets on the lock screen.
Widgets are nerdy.
Little applications that kind of run in a small thing, area that you choose. So, anyways, there's one called NILS. N-I-L-S. It stands for something, notification in lock screen, maybe, or something. So, similar to what the iPhone got, like, when they got their improved notifications, when something happens, like an email, a text, a missed text, or a call, there'll be a little, like, screen will come on, and some little bar will appear saying what it was. And then the screen will go off after a little while, and then when you turn it on, you'll see all the notifications that you've missed. Right?
Very,
you're familiar with
very
that?
Very similar to iPhone, yeah.
Yeah. But there's a feature in NILS that is, if it's in your pocket, don't do anything. Wait till it's brought out of your pocket, and then after a second or two, turn on the screen and show the thing. So,
how does it know all this?
Because there's a proximity
to your face camera.
It has. It just knows when it's like in a dark hole or not. I don't know. It's called proximity sensor. iPhone has the same thing. Like turn off the screen when it's in your face. So that's a really neat feature, I think, that because you could interact with the notifications. You can either slide or touch them to like launch a thing. So if it's in your pocket and you're getting a notification, you're walking around.
So you don't have to go through the extra step with the iPhone, which is to turn on and like, oh, did anything happen?
Well, that's a separate thing, because there's also an LED that flashes on Android phones, so you just know without having to turn it on if there's anything. It's just a neat little feature that I thought was really cool and is useful. Mm-hmm. Obviously, all we're talking about is saving
like one button press.
1/1,000,000th of a second to turn on the phone and see the screen or not. I just thought it was a innovative thinking feature that was neat.
Well, I did like, I saw on the phones where it has face recognition as a password. So you just hold up to your face, and then for a second it like, oh,
I don't know if
it would
work with you, for obvious reasons.
Well, I told you I'd get it worked on, but...
What?
I don't know.
And my third nerd alert is, you asked me what game I was playing.
Yeah.
The big, exciting game that is sweeping the nation that I've been getting people to play and get it. I'm really addicted to it. It's my whole life now. Is Candy Crush?
Candy Crush.
It's actually called Candy Crush Saga. That was a commercial you saw on the TV.
I thought it was a kids' game.
It's Bejeweled, basically, but it is fun and addicting. It's totally wrapped in like social media where. You know, all your Facebook friends, like, when you complete a level, like, your scores are ranked, and then, like, it shows you on the game board where your friends, where they are, like, the highest level they've reached and all this, and then you can send It's very, very popular
That's
game right now.
It?
I think it's the most popular game.
Better than Scrabulous?
What?
Was at its height?
What?
That Scrabble game.
Scrabble? Words with Friends, or?
Scrabulous.
I never
Remember
heard of that.
The Facebook Scrabble game?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Okay.
Anyways, it's so much fun, and I'm on level 115.
Is that a challenge?
Only one person. Yeah, it is a challenge. Only one person I know is higher than me.
So what are you going to do when I beat it?
I will already be ahead of you by the time you attempt to beat it.
Because I am likely to.
So it's Bejeweled, but there's like all these extra things, different types of challenges.
It's a single game?
No, it's called King Media. It's just great. I recommend it to everybody. I'll still be ahead of you and have higher scores.
So the thing you like is that it compares with people. Is that it's
no,
a media game.
No, what I really liked was the sound effects.
The sound effects?
There's this crunchy sound of candy that is almost orgasmic.
So you like that it's a food-based metaphor.
No, Bejeweled's always fun, kind of, right? But it gets a little boring. But this is never boring, because there's just levels.
Never boring.
The specific, like, it's not random.
How long have you been playing this?
About a month.
Get out of town, really?
Well, not continuously. But when I'm pooing, I'm playing.
You just had a segment where you're saying, no game is interesting, and like,
well,
I meant
serious computer game.
Wow. So now you're into the novelty, what do you call these games? The social, what do they call it? Casual gaming?
Yeah, I guess casual.
Yeah.
You're
done with the serious relationships, now it's just...
No, I started playing it, and it's just so much, it's so addicting.
Now, did you even try that game that I suggested, which was called 1,100,000 or whatever it was called? Oh, because that's a Bejeweled, but it's also really fun because it's like role playing as well. It's like you build up your armor, you build up your magic, you build up your attack. You love all those things. Don't give me the Z's.
Aziz, what's his name?
Ansari.
Wembet Miggle.
What do we have left here? Do you have anything? I still have a bookie look.
I have Hans
a skeptical blather and a parting thought.
I have Hans handy hints. So let's do your skeptical blather, and I'll do my hint.
Okay, my skeptical blather is... I should have actually spent the time to research this, get the person's name.
What?
But maybe you know about it, because I think they've mentioned it on SGU. You know the Breatharian chick?
Yeah.
The woman who recently... was trying to prove that she could live without food.
Yeah, but just living off breath and sunshine.
Sunshine and...
air?
And water. Like, apparently she's drinking water, which to me just violates it anyways. Like, if you need nothing but the sunlight...
I like the fact that it's like... yeah,
you'll
sunlight
edit that out.
Does give you energy, I suppose, but you also need nutrients. Like, your body goes through other things other than energy.
Right.
But anyway, what were you saying?
Well, just that she gave up on... She quit after 46 days. But to me, that's already, 46 days. I didn't even think you can do that.
Well, the thing is like, after... You know, you got to wonder if she's actually cheating. Because you'd be, like, so nutrient...
Apparently, no. I think she was taking nutrients in some way.
Deficient.
There was a very good interview...
She was taking, like, vitamins and such?
I think so. I don't... recall that, like, they discussed it on SGU, but there was a very long interview, like almost an hour, on a podcast called Be Reasonable, which is
with the lady,
the Merseyside Skeptics. You know them?
Yeah,
it's their little extra podcast, this recent one they started, where they spend the entire time just interviewing a believer in something kooky. So it was very interesting. It was a
revealing episode.
Yeah, and she kind of was totally backtracking, saying she doesn't know if it can be done. She's just doing experiments. She's not a believer per se. But we know for sure she went into this like 100%. You don't need to eat, and I'm going to prove it. Right now she's, and then she said she. Why'd she stop was the big question. That's what they discussed on SGU. They're like, I can't wait to hear her excuse for why she's going to stop. Oh, she's going to stop. Remember that?
Yeah.
So she's saying that it was receiving too much public attention. Like, that's the reason why you stop an important scientific study. It was just funny. It was interesting. And she's a very likable, nice woman, too. She's not...
mean.
Yeah, and she...
She's no Sylvia Brown.
She kind of... said she's skeptical, but I think all this is happening now because she failed, so she's kind of pretending.
Right.
Yeah, I was just doing a skeptical examination.
Well, she's cognitively dissonating.
Dissonating?
Hmm.
Dissonating.
Dissonizing.
Distorting.
Interesting. But the thing is about her is, like, it wasn't her idea. Wasn't it, like, there's a whole group or book that prescribes this?
Yes, and there's generally, men who say they've done it for, like, decades.
So she can't be the only person who does this. Maybe she's the only...
I should do it, eh?
...recent... Well, I don't know.
Lose some weight, maybe?
You'd probably lose all kinds of things.
Weight among them?
Like, I have tried fasting, and it was, like, 1 week, and I was going out of my mind. Like, it's, I would not. I don't think anyone should do it unless there's some actual medical reason to try it. I wouldn't do it again.
Like your Hannibal Lecter?
I was super hungry and tired all the time.
I'm like that now, and I eat terribly.
And strangely, you still have to do, you know, bowel movements throughout the 7 days or whatever. Even after 7 days of not eating.
Can we just go 5 minutes without talking about poo?
No.
Bookie look.
Okay, bookie look, and then we gotta go.
Whoa.
It's already over.
I'm reading a book called Red Sparrow. It's about a Russian seductress spy who's trying to seduce an American CIA agent for some reason, and it's okay. I'm about 25%. Parting thoughts.
How's she seducing him?
She went to, like, Russian seducing school. She was trained for it.
Like, sexy seducing?
Yeah, like, sleep with, and then become really close with, and then try to either turn them into an agent or just get their secrets. I think it's going to be a good book. I'm about a 30%. Like, the beginning was good, then she went through training.
Author?
I don't know. Some guy. Look for Red Sparrow. It's a current hardcover. It's popular. Do you have a parting thought?
No.
Okay. Well, then we're going to have to go with mine. It's a shame to end
it. It better not be an ad.
It's a shame to end it this way. I really wish you would have had one, too, to, like, follow up on this. My parting thought is...
What are you doing?
It's not sushi. It's sue her. Good night, everybody.